This is a slightly late one for the 13th of July AudioMo, and that's mostly because I was rather busy yesterday doing a project called GlamCan, which is a Twitter-based tour of Cardiff following the old route of the old canal. So I was kind of busy and rather tired after that, so this is going to be a late recording. I'll do another one in a minute for today, the 14th. This one is a 6-minute short story, and it starts with the line that inspired the story from that site, which was, "Wait, so he hit you." And it's called, "It's Different for Men." "Wait, so he hit you?" "Yeah, but it's not what it seems. He's been really stressed at work. He swore it would never happen again." I could tell she wasn't convinced. Cheryl, self-proclaimed leader of our little girls' coven. Tea and cake Tuesdays. I'd always felt like I was a token member, really. The others had more in common than me. Mousy little me. "He's a brute. You should leave him," Amy blurted out over death by chocolate, then snorted her Assam. "Or kick him out," another chorused. "Kate, Earl Grey, Victoria Sponge, as usual. Very bland girl, no dress sense." The crowd agreed. They didn't recall the wedding ring, the "till death do us part." It might have been different, more support, more sympathy, if I'd been a woman. And afterwards I realised that the title should have really been "It's Different for Girls," which is the Joe Jackson song title. And I think it probably would have fitted better, but that's the way it is. Sometimes you write things the way you do, and hopefully you enjoyed it. Anyway, see you in a few minutes, or stroke tomorrow if you're kind of reading or listening to one of these a day. Bye.